This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, everybody. We are at the Maho Trade Show for the Natural Products Health Foods Circuit, as we can call it that. And just having a great time reunioning with old friends here in the health food industry in the Midwest, Columbus, Ohio, this weekend. So we always like to try to get you a behind-the-scenes look and sound of what's happening in the natural products industry, and particularly the people that make it go. And the mom and pops that still exist, it's not all about multinational conglomerates and consolidations. There are good people that have been at this for generations. And this hour, I've got my first guest, Janet Albright, and she's from a store called Health Foods by Claudia. And I'll show this for Super Don, for the he's watching, healthfoodsbyclaudia.com. And where good health begins. And you guys are located in Toledo, Ohio.
Yep.
And I'm most curious, Janet, about the last year, because they shut down. This show didn't happen. Most shows didn't happen last year to meet and connect and learn and teach. And I was here to do some education on copper, copper hydrosol, which is so valuable at this point in time based on everything that's going on. But I want to get a sense of what it's been like on the ground at the health food store level as Ohio. Man, that Governor DeWine. He's a mess. I can tell you. I'm not from Ohio. We've been covering that because I've got friends from Health Freedom Ohio.
Sure.
And I just want to say, how did you guys survive the last year and what's going on?
Well, we never shut down because we were considered essential. So, of course, we never shut down. At first, it was a little scary at first. Most of our customers were still coming in without any masks or anything on. We weren't really wearing masks at first.
Uh-huh.
Until the fear started to happen, of course.
They ratcheted it up, and
yeah.
Public health departments, governors, states of emergency, the news cycle hammering. Wear your mask, and despite the fact that there's no scientific evidence to show that it can even filter out something as small as what they claim this virus is at 100 nanometers.
Right. We actually, a lot of people came into our store that have never set foot in a health food store before in panic mode.
Okay.
I need vitamin C, I need colloidal silver, I need zinc. So we were selling things before we couldn't even get them on the shelf.
And it wasn't like you even had to put up, hey, this is the cure for COVID.
Right.
You couldn't do that.
No.
So people were doing their own homework in the midst of this and going, I've got to do something for my immune system.
Correct.
I'm going to the health food store.
Correct.
And you probably couldn't keep up with the demand at a certain point.
No, we could not. We tried very hard to keep up the demand. Of course, we were ordering constantly. Some people just, the fear, it started to get a little scary there because there was a lot of fear in people.
Yeah.
And we always tried to stay very calm. We had people break out in tears, crying. We would hear stories, of course, of people that were really sick. And it's very heart-wrenching. You get a little emotional sometimes.
Yeah, no, I do. And look, I recognize fear and its manifestations. I do not like to foment it. I don't like to encourage it. I like to show people that I'm not afraid, because in that way they can say, well, he's not afraid. Maybe I don't need to be afraid.
Yeah.
You guys,
we were never afraid.
It, right?
Never afraid. Never, ever. I even had some family members who had it. I took care of somebody who had it. I was never afraid because I believe in what we do.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I look at it from a God and spirit-centered focus way, that we are not asked to fear one another. We are not asked to look at one another as vectors for disease, infection, decay, and dying. And how horrific is it that they're teaching children that they should mask up or else if they breathe on grandma, she's going to die? I mean,
no,
that's
it's awful.
Kind of stuff that's actually happened in the last year plus.
Absolutely. I have a mother who's in assisted living. Now she's in a nursing home. And every time I go, I have to have my temperature taken. I have to sign a paper. I have to do some sort of crazy thing just so I can see her. I have to be 6 feet apart. Can't give her a hug. And my mom's health is declined because of that.
How is it possible that we could stray so quickly and so far away from what I believe our, let's say, obligation is to one another, spiritually speaking, to support and uplift and inspire,
right,
to sing together, to praise together, to come together and love one another and hug. And now in the last year and a half, like, churches were closing down. They were
It was terrible.
The government can't close a church.
Well,
they can't,
but they shouldn't. And it is awful. And that's how they divide us. They fear. That's how you divide people, is you make them afraid.
Right, right.
And they run. And I mean, I used to work in a school. I worked in special ed, and a lot of my friends who still work in school, this was the worst year of their life. They've lost, you know, so many students who just never showed up again,
mm-hmm,
and it was terrible.
Yeah.
But that's the biggest thing, was fear. But we never had fear because, you know, Jim and Claudia, the owners of our store, gave us all the tools that we needed to keep our health, and we used them. And but, you know, we did have a lot of people who would come in and yell at us and call us names because maybe they didn't think we were taking it serious. We were taking it very serious, but we were doing it in the fact that we were helping people with their health. That's how we were taking it serious. We were doing actually what you're supposed to do.
Those people operating in fear thought that unless you're afraid like them, you don't care and you want them to die.
Right.
It was bizarre
right.
how they twisted these realities.
Right.
And people actually still are playing some of those games as they're frightening us for various new variants, and on it goes. In my lecture the other night, I talked about the Nobel Prize winning scientist Luc Montagnier
saying that
the vaccines themselves are what's driving the variants.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. And now we're starting to hear about people that are being injured by the vaccine. That's now what we're getting.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. The VAERS reporting system, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, is the setup for the government, FDA, CDC, to review to find emerging patterns of concern.
Right.
And every time any of us bring up the VAERS system, they say, oh, well, that's not evidence of causation. It's like, well, even though I have a perspective on that that's different than them, I'll acknowledge that, no, it's a starting point to
right.
begin to look. Now, I want to take it from the VAERS database that seems to be impersonal, it's numbers and this and that,
right.
and go on the human level. Has anyone come into your store that says, I have or I know someone has been harmed since getting the shot and I need some help?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Almost every day.
Really?
Almost every day. Do we have somebody coming in telling us a story of a loved one, themselves? My own mom.
Yeah. Or she had.
Yeah. They forced her to have it, basically, where she lived.
So sad.
They said it was her decision, but it wasn't really her decision.
No, it's coercion.
Yeah.
Right now, folks, they say that you have informed consent, but if you don't get the shot, there's a penalty.
Right.
That's not informed consent. That's coercion.
No.
That violates the Nuremberg Code. And spiritually speaking, I think they're going to have to pay for their crimes.
Right.
One day. Because of what's happening here.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, it's the way of, creation. And I believe that's going to happen. It happens in its own time. Now, earlier on when they first made these jabs available by emergency use authorization, my wife was talking to a woman. Our kids go to the same school. And they were working, volunteering in the library. And her husband's like a chaplain at one of the local hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's more ministering in that sense.
Right.
But he reported to his wife, he says, every day we had at least four or five people coming into the ER with adverse reactions
yes.
to the shots.
Oh, yes.
And they're saying it's not real?
Yeah.
It's very real.
Yes. We've had a few cases where they've had no health conditions at all. And now they have numerous health conditions. So something's wrong. Yeah, we had a woman with total paralysis, mm-hmm. was perfectly healthy, and her job made her get the shot, and she couldn't walk.
Well, see, the thing is, I say hashtag walk away before you can't walk.
Yeah.
Away or anywhere.
Right.
And, you're seeing it on what I call street level. That's what I'm saying. You're seeing people in your community. They're coming to you for help, and they've been harmed by misinformation and disinformation. Yet what is the word on the street all the way up to so-called President Biden?
Mm-hmm.
We're the information disinformation agents.
Right.
They are.
Right.
They're promoting an agenda that is harming people and will harm children if they have their way.
Right.
And I believe it's a Luciferian agenda. It even if people are duped to believe they mean well. I'm not saying everybody has evil intent. The
right.
doctors, they believe it. But if I can see through it, if you can see through it, somebody has deceived them. And I think that they need to come back to the spirit.
Right.
To get their, you know, real, how would I say it? And real intelligence doesn't come from a degree.
Right.
You have to be connected to spirit to get your guidance, in my humble opinion. So that sounds like something that you guys do at the store level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what can you do to support these people? Because you've been in this business for a long time prior to this event.
Right.
And, you know, the principles that we believe in about natural healing.
Sure.
Same concepts, I think, apply. They're just way more urgent.
Right.
And we're hearing about old drugs that people are going to that are anti-parasitic.
Yes.
And we have all of these botanical ingredients that can do the same or better without, you know, are you able to, without getting into trouble, communicate, hey, here's some things that can support you in these areas?
Sure. Absolutely. And we do. You know, of course, liver support, immune support, calming support, huge, because the anxiety is so bad. And as we know, anxiety and depression,
it
they don't sleep.
Immunity,
yeah,
right?
That weakens your immunity. So all that weakens your immunity. So that's how we help support our client base.
Right.
Give them all the support they need.
Have you noticed that from the initial phase of all the fear that some people have seen through it too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Like people that first came in who were so into it, the mass, and then when the now they're just... What's going on? You know, why were we so scared?
Right.
I mean, because they're starting to see a lot. It's peeling away.
Okay.
The layers are peeling away.
I mean, here in Columbus over the weekend, we've been out and about seeing very few masked people.
Right.
And I try to have compassion for them because they're afraid.
Right.
And, you know, even for the people that have gotten the shot, I don't want to yell at them.
No.
I just want to be there for them when they realize... they goofed.
Right.
They made a mistake, and they don't want to get hurt further.
Right.
And we want to be there for them. And it sounds like at Health Foods by Claudia, you guys are.
Absolutely.
You think Victoria wants to talk to us after the break?
She might.
She might? I'd like to hear from her because she's loaded for bear.
Yeah.
She's ready to go. So stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com/listen. Our friends at GCN have us syndicated in radio.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment.
All right. Thank you.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what I love about coming to these events is you get to see people and you see and feel their heart, their essence, their passions. And in the health food industry, more often than not, many have been in it for generations or know others that inspired them to go into it to help others, to genuinely bring what I call the power to heal back to the people where it belongs. Right now we're joined by Victoria and Romito.
Yes.
And you're also at the health food store, Health Foods by Claudia.
Yes.
You guys are populated by really awesome people.
Yes.
I love it. So I was just talking today on the subject. Were you able to hear what we were just talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm inspired by you guys because you're coming in. You're like, yeah, we're gonna help people. We're not afraid, right? We're not masking up. We're not gonna take the jab. And yet, again, the transition and the sensitivity I have for people that are operating and living in fear, we don't want to belittle them. We don't want to bash them. We're here for them when they're ready for help, to be helped.
So, I myself had anxiety. Mm-hmm. My anxiety was wearing the mask.
It gives you anxiety.
It threw me over the edge. And it took a long while for me to kind of let that go because it was pretty bad. So thank God for great products that we have because I was able to overcome that.
Right. The anxiety is real when you restrict breathing. Any number of things that can happen. But the health departments, the Governor DeWine here in Ohio, all about the public health, mask up, distance up. It's like, now I'm friends with a lot of people here in Ohio, Health Freedom Ohio and others that have said, you know what, we're pushing back on these things. We're trying to make a difference so that they can't get away with this again.
Yes.
What do you feel as far as the trends right now as they're trying to throw variants at us? And even though I would argue, as others have, that the vaccines themselves are causing variants to happen. What do you see as far as the trends of people not falling for it again?
I think it's very positive.
Okay.
I think it's very positive. I see a lot of the younger generations fearful.
Okay.
Fearful. And even the smaller children, because they don't know enough, and now since a mask is on them, they're afraid to be without a mask, which is really sad.
Yeah. How quickly could they be programmed to believe that the only way they can safely go through life, navigate life, is by masking up and distancing from people? How fast did that happen?
Very fast.
That's the scary part.
Very fast.
Humans are very programmable.
Yes.
We are. And yet we are capable of absolutely wonderful things too.
Yes.
But in spirit, when we believe and listen to the fear-based messages of arrogant men and women in the medicine field and other governmental and media fields, we're led astray, are we not?
Yes. Yeah, it's really something to see, especially in these kids and even in the teenagers. I mean, we're still seeing, and now a little bit more, people coming in with masks when they've been free of masks. But then we have a nice whole bunch of us that don't want to wear the mask and never want it ever mandated again.
Yeah.
It wasn't right to begin with, and we want to breathe.
So how can you provide educational opportunities in a store setting, or do you ever do events where you bring people in to talk about topics and subjects that can help people overcome the fear?
Well, we are a store that did events all the time and lectures all the time, but we got shut down. So we haven't opened those doors at this point.
So the public health department was saying no more.
You know, we had to have signs up, the social distancing. We had to have the plastic up. The health department was in our store many, many times. Many, many times.
Wow.
Making sure we were doing everything right. And we always did do everything.
Well, you got to stay in business. That's the tough part when you're under their auspices, which is crazy because they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
They don't even know.
We were busier than ever. I mean, because so many people came in and they wanted help. Besides our regular customers.
Right, right.
And everybody at our store, no one had fear, and they all worked. From young to old, we have a nurse that's 85, and she's awesome.
She saw through it?
Oh, she saw through it, but she quit working when the mask started because she couldn't handle it.
She couldn't handle wearing the mask.
And she only works one day a week for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I said, don't work. Now that the mask is gone,
she's back. Give a shout-out. What's her name?
Thelma.
Thelma, we love you and appreciate you.
We love
you.
Thelma.
Yeah. You're awesome.
She is awesome.
You're awesome. So we got about 30 seconds before I got to take a break. Any messages you want people to hear and listen? Because I see how inspiring you are to do the right thing and help people.
Well, we have a love for people and a love to help people to get right and not be afraid. Mm-hmm. And eat right.
Yeah.
Number one, don't eat junk. Eat the clean foods and take care of yourself. And the body will respond and help itself get well.
The message is consistent. The power to heal is yours. It's given to you by God.
Yes,
nothing
amen.
Less than that. And we're just here to remind you about it. Victoria, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Shout out to your whole store in Toledo, Ohio.
Thank you.
We appreciate you at Health Foods by Claudia. Lots more healing to go from Maho in Columbus, Ohio, after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's her plan to appoint GOP Representative Adam Kinzinger to the House Select Committee to investigate January 6th, just days after the GOP walked out on the panel. That would be my plan, she said, when asked by ABC's George Stephanopoulos if she wanted to add him. Kinzinger, a vocal Republican critic of Trump, who was one of 10 House Republicans to vote for his second impeachment, would join Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming as the only Republicans on the new select committee. The $3.5 trillion reconciliation measure recently launched by congressional Democrats would likely raise federal deficits despite their assurances to the contrary. At a time of rising inflation and near-record federal red ink, more deficit spending poses many risks we cannot afford. This is USA Radio News. As coronavirus variants spread, breakthrough cases will go up. But experts say that's not a reason to question vaccines. But there's a lot we don't know about breakthrough cases. Emergency physician Dr. Leanna Wen has questions.
What the CDC really needs to do is to start giving us the answers to what is the rate of breakthrough infections? Is it 1 in 1,000 or is it 1 in 10 or is it 1 in 2? I mean, we really literally don't know what is the rate of breakthrough infections and the likelihood of that breakthrough infection ending up in a chain of transmission to others.
Jackie Mason, a rabbi-turned-comedian whose feisty brand of stand-up comedy led him to Catskills nightclubs, West Coast talk shows, and Broadway stages, has died. He was 93. Mason died Saturday evening at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan after being hospitalized for over 2 weeks, the celebrity lawyer Raoul Felder told the Associated Press. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I am thrilled to have a friend from this natural products industry. When we first met, Paige Jennings, I would say you were a snot-nosed kid, but you weren't snot-nosed like I was when I was a kid.
Right.
But you were young and you were working in a health food store.
Very much, yes.
Always interested in learning and engaged, you know. And
my total passion.
Yeah. And you really took to the natural products industry so much so that you opened up your own store.
Yes, in the middle of COVID.
Wait, excuse me. It was the middle of COVID. You knew what's going on. You're going to open it then?
Yes.
What, is that just the way you ride, the way you roll? How did you figure to do that?
Well, God opened every single door for me in the time that most people are closing their doors.
Yeah.
I went out and opened mine, and my passion is what fuels what I do. And, it's what I'm meant to be doing.
Spirit infused you with a gift, a passion for healing and helping people. And even in the midst of, somebody would say, are you crazy opening a store in the middle of COVID?
They did, actually.
I'm sure they did. But that shows me what guides you.
Yes.
What inspires you to do some amazing things. And again, Paige now has her own store, Paige's Natural Alternatives in Richmond, Indiana.
Yeah.
And you also came many years ago to this Maho event because you're always interested in learning. And last, a couple of nights ago now, I've got to think about it, I did a lecture on copper hydrazole.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that new? Was there information that was helpful?
That was very new to me and very helpful. And honestly, Robert, I can't wait personally to get onto the copper and start using it. I can't wait to have it on my shelves to offer it. You know, right now I'm just offering one type, and I don't... I want to almost go home and take it off my shelf until I can get yours in.
Well, we got, and it's not technically mine, but of course I lecture on it. You know our friends at Natural Immunogenics, but it is a very important mineral in a very important and bioavailable form at a time where we need it more than ever.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I'll be talking about that some more. We might come back to that, but I'm most interested in that you opened the store.
Yes.
Finally, after all these years of working in the industry, and said, you know what, I'm going to have my own store. And in the middle of an environment that they say, oh, economically, you'll never survive. What was it like in the middle of that? I call it a scamdemic, by the way, but what was it like?
So honestly, it was, to be quite honest, I was a little bit nervous. And however, people came, and once they realized it was me, because I had left and went and worked at another health food store in a whole other state.
Oh, okay.
Prior to the pandemic. So in the middle of that pandemic, I had been furloughed from that health food store and went back home and was sitting there and decided, okay, now I'm going to open my own. And in the midst of doing that, it just kind of really got the community back involved, and they were thrilled that I was back home because I kind of have all the answers, you know.
You,
I do all the studying.
You had a reputation that you knew, and you took the time to learn. And coming back at that point, coming home. Again, reaching out to your community. And
yes.
I said this, we must build these relationships, or relationships we've already have for many years. Come back and strengthen them.
Yes.
Reinitialize them, especially at a time where there are entities on our planet trying to destroy our communities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just thrilled, honestly, that I can have my clients and my family and friends come in and not have to wear a mask. I think that was probably more challenging than anything for me personally, was just, you know, trying to maneuver through all the hoops you had to maneuver through in order to even be open during
right.
that time.
So you were in Indiana. A lot of people we've talked to are in Ohio, and they have a Governor DeWine that was really bad, and also the health department's been really bad on that. So did they come in and inspect you to make sure that you were doing everything and distancing? How did that go?
Yeah, actually, in my community, in the county we live in, they had like a whole little force that would go in and make sure that your business was doing all the things that needed to do, like the shield in front of you, and that you're sanitizing in between customers. And, you know, if a customer walked in and you didn't have your mask on, you're going to be in the most trouble ever.
They're
going to
fine you. They're going to do all kinds of stuff. So there was that level of fear and intimidation from local departments.
Absolutely.
Health, right. Yeah. And so you open in the midst of that. You know, I guess, that it's pretty much a scam.
Yeah. And yet, absolutely.
And you're having to. So what were the people coming into your store? They knew you for the most part.
They were looking for help. And so many people during this pandemic, I have realized they became more open and more aware and more assertive of their own health. And, you know, I have found, too, that a lot of people who are more closed-minded to taking the supplements, they're running in through the front door now. And they're more willing to try something, and immune boosters especially. And so that's kind of been the underlying blessing, I feel like, COVID has brought, is that people are actually more curious now.
Yeah, we covered a story the other day on the percentage increase of people taking supplements, dietary supplements. And it has gone up significantly during the last year, year and a half.
Yeah.
So it's been beneficial to the natural products industry, I think. But at the same time, the attacks are vicious.
It's terrible.
The industry and on what we have to offer.
Yes, absolutely. And I found myself having to be very go lightly when I was doing certain Facebook posts. And by the way, like you were talking about being banned on YouTube and all that, my Facebook, I can't boost posts. I can't do anything.
They won't let you.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's been a lot of people say, well, why don't you utilize your Facebook more to help, you know, why don't you do videos on there? That's exactly why, because I'll take the time to do that, and then the next thing I know...
You're deplatformed.
Yeah.
Right. So despite all of the obstacles thrown our way in a broader sense, mm-hmm. you had some even in a local sense.
Yes.
Challenges you had to overcome, knowing that in order to stay in business, much less start the business,
yes.
you were going to have to comply with just a bunch of dunderheads.
Yep.
And what do you see trending now? Have people dropped the mask for the most part?
No, okay. Where I live, no one... wears the mask anymore. Now everyone thinks everyone's vaccinated, right?
Oh, is that one reason? You even your customers?
I have a plethora of customers in a mix. And so I do have some that have taken that jab, which really I was thrilled last evening listening to your talk on when they come to their senses, I'll know what to do.
Yes.
To help them.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and they were just trying to do what they felt was best for their health in that moment, not realizing that, hey, like, let's think about this.
My point is we don't need to punish them further. When
yes.
they realize the error of their ways, and that's not me bad-mouthing
no,
them at
no.
all. It's just like, hey, we make the best decisions we can with the information we have. Maybe we operate a little bit more in fear than we should have, and you wake up and go, gosh, yeah, I was really scared. And
right.
You know, when you're in a state of panic, that's not the best time to make decisions.
No, it's not at all. And I feel like a lot of people in my community, too, were forced to take this vaccination if they're a teacher, if they work anywhere in for the city or government, and which is very unfair, you know, I felt. And I felt very lucky, though, that I was in a position that I wasn't going to have my back against the wall. Yeah. I would quit a job, personally, before I did that. But
no, I think that's when you realize how serious of a threat this is to your
yes.
health and life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the virus they claim.
Not
I'm
at
talking
all.
About their treatments or specifically their prevention
yes.
of the shots. Then you realize a job can be recreated.
Yes.
Your life... That, I mean, even if you survive it, don't have any number of things that can happen. Is what I was talking about in my lecture was the concern that many physicians have for, what do we call it, pathogenic priming?
Yes.
The overreaction,
mm-hmm.
the cytokine
mm-hmm.
storm. That was a
yeah.
big story that I needed to share with folks here.
Yes. And it was very much needed. And I just feel so glad to know that I now have some answers for when they come to their senses and realize, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad about that because I personally have worried about that for them. You know, when they're walking in telling me, oh, I got the Johnson vaccination or I got the Pfizer. Which one did you get? And I'm just like, oh, my. And they're just so excited about it. And I would ask questions, you know, well, really, what do you know about it? Well, this one you only get one shot, and this one you get two, and it's just, that was all they thought about. They didn't think about anything else, you
the
know.
The details, the ramifications, or the fact that the jabs are still undergoing clinical trials.
Absolutely.
And that everyone that gets it is part of an uncontrolled experiment.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to look at someone and pretty much tell them that and not upset them. So yeah. I've had to really put a muzzle on.
You got to be so sensitive to their, well, let's say, reactive state.
Yes.
And just be there for them when they're ready, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I plan to do. And I plan to do that with the copper and with other things. And I'm just happy to know that there is something out there to help them that have done that to their
yeah.
health.
Very good. Now, your store, is it also, because I haven't visited it since it's
yeah.
new, I'm so excited to hear about it. Is it primarily supplements? Do you have herbs? Do you have organic produce? What do you do?
I have herbs, uh-huh. homeopathy, supplements, CBD, crystals, stones, all that. And then I also do a free class every Wednesday where I share my platform with local acupuncturists, chiropractors, functional medicine practitioners, and literally they're just coming in and educating our community.
Nice.
Because that's what I feel is really lacking. I have so many people that come into me and they say, hey, Paige, I want to do this, or what do you think about that? And I can guide them to a certain point, but then I need to get someone else involved who's, you know, licensed to do other things.
You're integrating with a community of health professionals that have areas of,
yes,
of expertise,
mm-hmm,
that you don't have. And that's a way, I think that's a great example of working with, mm-hmm, the community and going, you know what, we don't have to be antagonistic to one another. This is what I can do. This,
yes,
is what you can do. Let's
help each other,
yeah,
help the people. And that's kind of what we come together as a community to do. And it's been a beautiful thing to birth and be a part of and still do. So I'm loving that. Educating is everything.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful what you're doing. Now, mm-hmm, how have you found, as far as people to work with you in the store?
Mm-hmm.
Right, I've been hearing it's hard to find employees.
That's
nowadays.
Impossible.
Yeah, so what do you do?
I'm so grateful. I have an aunt who I helped with her health, and so she became a believer in natural health or supplements.
So you reached out to family.
Yeah. So she'll come in because she kind of has a little bit of a passion for it herself,
okay,
and I love seeing her like dive in there and develop on her own. It's
right.
Really neat. And so, of course, I want the people that feel about the way I do about,
yeah,
it there amongst me working.
So she covered in the store for you while,
yes,
you're
here. I got so lucky. So thank you, Brenda, if you see
Shout
this.
Shout out to Aunt Brenda.
Yes, hey, thank you.
Take a break here. Be back on radio here on GCN, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com/listen. 2 hours a day, additionally 5 days a week, in addition to our radio show today. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com always. And please say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And that includes Paige Jennings with us here to wrap up the hour from her new Paige's Natural Alternatives in Richmond,
Yay!
Indiana. Doing great work. And your aunt, is it? Right?
Brenda, yes.
Brenda, we said. So thanks for covering the store for her. And I just want to have you share stories that are important to you. We were talking off the air briefly about the Sovereign Silver. You've been a utilizer of that brand for many, many years.
Yes.
And we have a lot of people that love their pets, their dogs and cats. You were using it with your dog for some reason. What's going on?
So my dog was really dealing with allergies and gut issues. And I was trying different things, you know, and I actually walked by and grabbed some silver off. And I started giving it to her 4 times a day. The obsessive licking of the front paws and all that, about 2 weeks, was gone. So I can tell a difference in her overall health. And
how are you dosing your dog? Tell me, you said 4 times a day. How much with anything? What are you doing?
So I have a little Boston Terrier. She weighs probably about 15, 16 pounds. So I was literally opening her mouth and spraying it on, like, her gums and everything.
Okay.
So about 6 sprays.
Wow.
And then I backed it down, though. And now we only do it, like, twice a day. And that seems to be what's keeping her there at
it's
that
like
level.
Very, very small dose amounts, and it still had that great effect.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it was doing it the multiple times and the repetition of doing it.
Yeah, that's
keeping
important.
On it.
Yeah. Remember, folks, silver is not time released in the body. You need to use it and use it and use it, and then you get over the thing, and then you can reduce, and maybe you don't need it. And so you're now at a twice a day?
Yeah, we're at twice a day, and we're not having the issues that we once were. And I'm so grateful because I was trying everything. I was even cooking her food.
for her. But so yeah, that to me was like an aha moment with my dog in Silver.
Yeah.
Who would have ever knew? But and that's actually one of my top selling SKUs in my store is the pet.
You got the pet label,
yeah.
Silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people need to see the label, as
yes.
you know, because it's the Silver inside.
It's the same thing.
But it's great. It helps people go, oh, it's for pets. So mm-hmm. by all means, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that was my real success story with Silver. I love it. Mm-hmm. So
as far as the education component, mm-hmm. Do you have a store large enough you can host and do little lectures?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually host the Wellness Wednesday at my
you do.
Place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And we capped that at 20 people,
mm-hmm.
and the last two classes were full.
They were. That's great.
Yeah, so
do you have a website for your
store? Yeah, so it's www.pnadepot.com.
What depot?
P&A. Pages Natural Alternatives Depot.
PNADepot.com. .com. All right.
Yeah, and you can go on there, and actually on my blog, you can read why I got into the natural industry. And that's really kind of cool, too, because I was someone who fell victim to the pharmaceuticals and became addicted to them.
Wow.
And
yeah.
was actually able to heal myself through supplementation. And so if you get a chance, anyone, I encourage you to go on there and read it because it's
yeah.
pretty awesome.
Well, again, living inspiration, been through it herself, took the risk of starting a business in the midst of the COVID crazy and really reconnected with her community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so impressed. Again,
yeah.
I remember when we met years and years ago.
So this is my sixth Maho show.
Yeah.
It's my first Maho show of owning my own store. So, yes, about 6-7 years ago, Robert. It's, and I actually was looking at my Instagram. There's a picture of you and I from 2016 doing a radio show about hemp.
You were on,
yeah.
weren't you? I've never you do it before. So, and by the way, that was before I even knew what Instagram was.
Right.
So now we're on. But, Paige, you're doing amazing. You're an inspiration. And I'm so excited to see your growth in the industry, your maturity,
yes.
and all that you've been through to come home and start a business. And I've said this to people. If you want to be in control of your future, don't work for anybody else.
No.
I mean, you can learn that way. That's
mm-hmm.
what you did.
Absolutely.
But eventually, I'm going to do it myself. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to do it better because I know, you know, and let your talents, let's say, emerge through the experience you have
yes.
and then be your own boss.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you navigate through this, folks. Don't think that your only way is that you're locked in to work for somebody else. If somebody says you have to get the shot or else, do the or else.
I would do the or else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe God asks us to poison ourselves back to health. I just don't have that perspective.
No, not
right?
at all.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's it. Paige, great to see you.
Great to see you,
Thanks
Robert.
Thanks for being back
Thank
here at Maho.
You.
Shout out to all of our friends
Yay.
Around the world. And y'all check it out, robertscottbell.com. Share the link, share the notes, and check out pnadepot.com where
yes.
Paige is. The power
Thank
to
you.
Heal is really yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.